We've got a guest on the line, one of our good buddies, friend of the show.
Yes.
And we've caught up with him on many different occasions and got into a number of different topics and stories, and today's going to have a very different vibe to it. From Saskatchewan, played in Humboldt, here's our good buddy Kelly Chase. How you doing, Chaser?
I'm great, boys. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. I mean, the whole country's been kind of dealing with the same story the past 72 hours, considering what happened in Saskatchewan on Friday night. And I saw your interview with SportsCenter in the States. I know you've been tweeting and talking about it. But I want to find out how you ended up there. I mean, tell us about that town. What was it like playing in Humboldt?
Well, it's just a great little Saskatchewan town that, you know, everybody's been very, you know, accustomed and knowing what part of our culture is. Just those little small towns, small cities that their entire winter revolves around their junior team. And I was lucky enough to play in Humboldt. Wendell's brother, Don, had brought me there as a player. And, you know, it was my first junior experience. My father had passed, and I was finally allowed to move off the farm and go and try and make my way in hockey. And it was just a dream for me to go to a little town where a little community where everybody embraced the team and be a part of something that was really special. I lived with Wendell's cousin, Neil Clark, and going through that first experience. He was a veteran, and going through that first experience of being part of something in a community that is so close to everybody's heart was real special for me. And the fact that I got to play in Humboldt, which was a storied franchise and had sent numerous players to colleges and so on and so forth. I really look at it like what a lucky guy I was to have that experience. And again, you know, it's really the center of everyone's community up in Saskatchewan, and I think in many communities across Western Canada.
Chaser, I think everybody, not just hockey people, but everybody around the world are thinking to themselves, myself included. I think I can speak for Brian and Jamie. Like, everybody wants to help, but they don't know how to. What what can everybody do? I mean, you really can't help the situation, but everybody wants to.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. A couple of the guys that I played with, and I guess it happened with a bunch of the teams, they had a championship, another championship in 08, and I think there was guys that just showed up, that heard about it on the news, got in their cars from provinces away and drove and just showed up and were standing in the rink in tears saying, look, we didn't know what to do, so we packed our wife and kids up and we're here. What can we do?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's generally the feeling from a lot of the guys that I spoke to. I know it was just gut-wrenching last night, the two players that were fortunate enough to be, you know, make it and walk out of there, spent an hour in the rink after the visual last night and were there for probably an hour all by themselves just in that rink, just with nobody around them. And who knows what these kids are going through. I mean, you know, we're trying to put something together as a hockey community as well, and plan a, you know, an event to try and honor these kids that will last a lifetime. How we, you know, we're in the planning stages of some of it, and suppose once we know, I think what you'll see is the community of musicians and entertainers as well as hockey people come together and do something that'll be special. I know you, as along with, there's so many people that have reached out and said, just tell me what I got to do. Like, nobody yet has said, you know, well, let, you know, give me the dates and, you know, see what happens. Like, everybody phones and says, just tell me what I got to do and I'll be there. You know, Brian Trottier called, like, we got to do something. Colby Armstrong and Haley Wickenheiser. And, you know, Haley called me the day after and said, hey, what are we doing here? We got to get something going. And so we've been trying to get something that would be a way to honor and still respect the families, and been in contact with the Humboldt community and the Humboldt Broncos, and just trying to, you know, make sure that whatever we do, they're fully informed. They've been so honored that so many people have reached out, and it's unimaginable to start with, but the way that this community has responded, it's just typical of what I think the Prairies are about and what the people out there are about.
With Kelly Chase, who played for the Humboldt Broncos here on Overdrive, and you know, it's something that everyone can relate to that played the game, really any game, you know, if you're a football player, baseball, but hockey, the infrastructure in this country, you know this, Chaser, is buses, highways, and rinks, right? Like, we'll bring the equipment, we'll bring the team, just make sure you can supply that for us. And the crazy thing is, I mean, considering what happened on Friday night, the CHL playoffs are going on.
Yeah.
Saturday, the buses were on the roads again. You know, junior hockey, buses are on the roads.
Well, listen, it's part of our culture. As you grow up, you know that, you know, we always felt that was our safe place. We always felt like that was the place where we, you know, the safe way to travel. And I think for the most part, it's probably the case to this day. It's just one of those terribly unfortunate things that happened in life that, you know, that we don't have answers for. I mean, listen, and to think about what these parents are going through and to read what you're reading about the parents and not identifying, being able to identify the kids. I mean, as a parent, like, and having all of these, you know, like, I've got three kids, and having all these kids that you're responsible for in a community, I mean, you can imagine the lasting impact that it's going to have on everybody. So I think it's important to note that, you know, like all situations like this, that, you know, that you probably want to make sure you're there a couple weeks from now and a couple months from now and a year from now, because that's when it's really going to hit home for some of these poor families that are trying to deal with this tragedy, because everybody's there right now, you know, saying, what can you do? And I think the real important thing is that we remember to keep reaching out to these people and saying, look, we're here for you. You know, it's not going to happen overnight, and you're not going to get over it right away. But you do have a support system in place, and I think how we do that and go about that and structure that is important as any part of it as well.
Well, Kelly Chase, you're going to segue into a very different mentality tonight. We understand you're having a roast tonight. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, you know what? We are. We're going to roast Darren Pang tonight. Should imagine. I mean, I'm trying to stay away. I'm doing my best to stay away from the short jokes, to be honest with you, because it's just too easy. I mean, how many times can you use car seat and you know, phone book? And, you know, I mean, so I think what we'll do is, we got the very funny Kelly Taylor from Saskatchewan, comedian Ian Bagg. He's out in L.A. You know, comedians. We got Jim Ralphs here. We've got a great group of guys that are going to be, Stu Grimson's going to be the host, so I'm sure I'll be picking on him again. I'll make sure I slap him for you, O.
And then
you know what? We've got some people. You know what? There's Kelly's from Saskatchewan as well, and he's a very funny comedian. And I said to him, he goes, you know, when I see you, I'm going to break down and cry. And I said, yeah, I said, I know, I've been doing a little of that lately too. I said, the one thing that I know for sure is I could sure use you right now in a good laugh. And so I think it's something that our hockey world could, even though it was planned long before this horrific event, I think it's something that I think all of us need a little bit of break away from thinking about this. Certainly the guys that are up close and personal to it. So tonight might be a nice change of pace and a little relief until we have to go back about thinking tomorrow about how we can help these people.
I agree. I think we're all reaching for some normalcy in our life. I don't want to hit another nerve here, but I'll be honest, watching that game the other night, I felt like the puck came over the blue line on the Tyson Barrie goal, and seeing the frustration, not only on your Twitter account, but even Alex Pietrangelo, who's very subdued.
He took a run at Toronto.
He took a run at the... at the guys in the war room, but I mean, were you on site? Where were you at?
Yeah, I was doing the game, and listen, honestly, I wasn't mad because I've come to expect it. Like, first of all, I'm going to tell you, the Blues were completely out of gas. They're running on fumes with duct tape and glue, you know. So, but you know, I did, you know, have to crack a joke about it. I mean, if you know anybody that's in that war room, I mean, nobody's. You know, nobody went to geometry class anyway. So if you just take a look at the angle of where it was, you got to kind of chuckle about it a little bit. And I know they've got, you know, higher resolution, they tell us, of stuff that you can see and can't see. But listen, if you just take, if the lines are bled so far out into the ice that you can't tell whether that puck on an angle on a straight line with a ruler was in or out, you don't belong in there. Come on, it's time to change it up in there. And you know, and again, you know, the way the Blues played out, They did this to themselves in some way, shape, or form, okay? Like it's supposed to play out the way it's supposed to play out. But coming down the stretch, we get a god-awful call by Gordy Dwyer, which was just, I mean, decided a hot, instead of the players who played this tough, hard-fought game deciding the game, he makes that call. Eric Furlot, I made a comment about, am I supposed to be naming these guys, or am I going to get more?
No, absolutely.
Chaser, you're fine.
Yeah. And so he makes a call with 2 minutes left, and the Blues lose with 8 seconds on the power play goal. So, like, I was chuckling. I just said, this is not meant to be. I think the league's out to get the St. Louis Blues? Of course not. But do you see where the fans are starting to get better views of some of these things, or better perspective? And I think when you hear the league, to be honest with you, and when you hear the general managers or whether it's Babcock or Quenneville or whoever, asking the same questions that probably the fans are asking and deserve an answer to, I think it's probably time to take a look at how we got to change it for the better. And you know, you don't want to be the guy that's constantly complaining, because then, you know how it goes. There's a political arena in there that you can find yourself in the wrong side of here real quickly when you're complaining about it. But I got to tell you, man, I was the other night. I was sitting beside the coaching staff, and Steve Ott's like, "It's not even close. Look at this." And he's showing me three times, and I said, "So you're not going to be surprised, Ben? You're going to be surprised when they come back with a no goal?" And he's like, "It's not a chance. Not even close." You know, they were so confident that it was over, they were already, you know, talking about something else on the headsets. And of course, Kinger and those guys saw it differently in the room. And I mean, it is what it is.
Chaser, we got to let you go, but you let that Stu Grimson know when he threatened to beat me up in Montreal and you saved my life, that he might have been in for a surprise. You never know.
I'll just give you a taste of what we got tonight. What we got tonight is me talking about, if I got to hear about Darren Pang's 27 wins one more time, I'm going to puke. And by the way, I had 27 wins my first year as well. And there were fights, and I'm going to just tell everyone, Grimson was responsible for three of them. So, three of them, don't worry about it. I got your back on that one, buddy.
Attaboy, Chase. Right, brother. Enjoy it tonight. Thank you, buddy.
All right, boys, take care.
There's Kelly Chase. Roasting Darren Pang tonight. Yes. Ralphie's down there. Yes. Jimmy Ralph, if there's a roast, he will be there.
Yeah, he's good at those.
Yeah, he's very good at that. So we appreciate Chaser shedding some light on what it was like to play in Humboldt and how the hockey world has responded.